knowledge than Jake could ever dream of.
Guy should be on Mount Rushmore of famous, fabulous, incredible musicians, singers, songwriters.
A man who knows a good song when he hears it, just as much as a good diamond when he sees it.
You get a diamond!
Yes, I do get a diamond. I get a diamond, and that makes me happy.
It's time for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, sponsored by Sartor Heyman Jewelers, on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket.
Iggy, licky, lion, a tickle, licky, low. Fell in love at the fair do-do. The pop was cold and the coffee choked. For tickle, licky, lion, tickle, licky, low. Tickle, licky, lion, a tickle, licky, low. Everyone knew he was her beau. No one else could ever show so much love for tickle, licky, low.
That is right. It is the Sartor Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day, Diggy Diggy Low by Buck Owens, released in 1963. Give us a rating on the Sartor Heyman text line. One is bad, 10 is good for Rick Heyman's Song of the Day.
There's a place they find romance where they do the Cajun dance. Steal a kiss with every chance. Show their love with every glance. Diggy, diggy,
once again, your Sartor Heyman Jewelers, Rick Heyman's Song of the Day is Diggy Diggy Low, released in 1963 by Buck Owens.
I think that's on Buck Owens' Greatest Hits, isn't it?
I believe so.
I think that was on Buck Owens' Greatest Hits, to my knowledge.
Check well,
I don't know if we're going to check that or not. I don't know if that's
it. You have Greatest Hits.
Now, Buck was Streets of Bakers from Bakersfield, right? If I'm correct on this.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, pretty sure. Yeah, Streets of Bakersfield is where Buck is from.
Good job. No, so I think he is a Bakersfield guy.
Bakersfield guy. I'm sure of that. There was a Bakersfield was kind of like the West Coast version of Nashville.
Good. Great knowledge.
So, and that was Buck also on Hee Haw?
Yeah.
Yeah, Buck was
on Hee Haw. Buck Owens Hee Haw.
Right there. You didn't know about Hee Haw?
I did not know about Hee Haw.
Yeah, I didn't. I haven't seen it in the last couple of weeks, but
he co-hosted the variety show.
The variety
with
show
with Roy Clark.
Yes, Roy Clark was incredible. It felt like maybe I was walking into the Cumming County Fair when that song was playing. Like they might all of a sudden get like a pig being judged or something.
Mm-hmm.
Not real familiar with the song, Rick. Big fan of Buck and Streets of Bakersfield. Song not doing a whole lot for me, but I kind of like the background beat. I'm going to give it a 5.4.
Ooh, I'm going much higher. I've been snorting over here. I don't know what's going on. I've got a Tiger by the Tail was a big song.
Great one.
Streets of Bakersfield was a great song by Buck Owens. I did like that song. Rick went out on a limb on that. I love the
fiddle.
The fiddle
was really good. I'm going to change mine. I'm going higher, Rick. I'm going 6.4.
Yeah, thank
you. I'm going 6.4.
But nudge you up a little bit
with
more.
That 6.4, it's 6.49.
Okay. Creativity.
6.49, yeah. And the funny thing is that let's just say it out loud what happened off air. Swim said the song was very suspect. And myself and Steve don't see that.
I cannot believe you came after me like this.
Well, you said it was suspect.
You called me an idiot in the last.
Yeah,
I did.
And
I
you
told
came
you
after. Yeah, because you were being an idiot. Yeah, and you came after me about where you got your fame at yesterday off air. Remember that?
You took credit.
I did not. Steve got the credit for your fame.
Well, this doesn't matter.
Let's
continue with the
okay ratings.
Yeah,
Bill,
what do you got?
I think you could nudge up a little bit more.
6.49.
I really liked it. I like Buck Owens. It's a kind of an odd, just the whole diggity diggity, whatever that
diggy,
is.
Diggy diggy low.
Yeah.
The fiddle is what saved
it. The fiddle's good. I can get to a 7.7.
Okay. I think Connor's going to like it a little bit. He's going to be a 7.4 with that. 5.2. Interesting.
He says, I don't know if I'd be blaring that.
Well, you would be.
There you go.
Yes.
With that being said, let's bring him in. Rick Heyman on our Aloe VIP line. Rick, good morning, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Swim. Thanks for sitting in.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to hear. Diggy Diggy Low, tell us about it.
Diggy Diggy Low. Hey, I'm going to get to Buck Owens and Diggy Diggy Low in a minute, but we got to talk about the kid coming down to Nebraska to live in Lincoln and go to Omaha to play football, I guess, with that NIL money he can afford a helicopter to fly up there every day, right?
I don't know about a helicopter. He might, it's like a Cessna trip. or something like and that.
Maybe a Piper Cub.
Piper
Cub. Well, a helicopter will go 140 miles an hour.
All right,
you can buy one for about 60 grand.
Yeah.
You guys missed the biggest story of the day. I don't know if you covered this yesterday or not. I missed it, but did you hear we're getting a Bucky's at the Gretna exit?
Yes, that's a big story.
I did hear
yes.
about this, yes.
It's a monster story.
A monster story. You're right. We'll go there a lot. For me and Laura will drive there for dinner often. Like that.
Just day trips.
Ridiculous.
Day trips.
Yes. And we did, and the quarterback story to Millard South, that was we did hit that this morning also.
I heard that. Okay. Yep, I heard that.
But Swim had that on the docket.
It's the biggest story in the eastern part of Nebraska in a long time over everything else is the Buc-ee's coming.
Yeah, it's a big deal. So, the brisket sandwich.
Okay. All right. So this is a Cajun song.
Okay.
Cajun. Okay. I'm down here in La-Di-Da land, okay, and I never realized how big of a deal Cajun and it's way over here, believe me. There's a lot of Cajuns here. And I hear this song on my local radio station, and I love it, and I love Buck Owens. I think Buck Owens is the most underrated country guy ever, and we got some fun stuff about him in a second. But okay, so Mardi Gras, this is Mardi Gras time. It starts January 6th, that ends on Fat Tuesday. I don't celebrate that. I don't know much about it, but down here it's a big deal. Okay, they do parades and they do all that. So there's a whole genre of music that's Cajun based. Really, country music as a whole is based on some Cajun music. It was a early form of country, along with bluegrass and others. But Buck Owens was not Cajun. He actually was from the West, but he played this song better than most. And Doug Kershaw's version actually is probably the most famous fiddle player, Sammy Kershaw's, I think it was his cousin or something. Anyway, that's a good song, too, but I like this recording, and I love Buck Owens, so we did that. All right, so Buck was in Hee Haw. Remember Hee Haw? Are you guys old enough to remember that?
Yes.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. Forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Oh, hell yes. Okay. It was on every Saturday.
Okay. Hee Haw was on CBS. It was a hillbilly version of Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In is what it was billed as. Okay, it was comedians. It was funny. They had music. That's how I knew Buck Owens. I did not know anything about Buck Owens. Music. All I knew was he was on this goofy show called Hee Haw. Mm-hmm. And with Roy Clark, who's also an incredible musician. These guys were unreal in their day, but they kind of made fun of themselves. and they mocked themselves as hillbillies. But yes, Buck Owens, to the coach's comment, created the Bakersfield sound. He moved from Texas to Arizona, eventually to Bakersfield. That's where he settled. He was considered a real outsider in Nashville circles. Him and Merle Haggard, both, they created that sound, which is its own sound. It is completely distinct from regular country music. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And today's version of it is Dwight Yoakam. Okay? So if you listen to Dwight, that's Dwight and Buck Owens are kind of interchangeable. That's they're like brothers. So anyway, when Buck Owens was, I think, 4 years old, he walked into the house. He's got a weird name, and I don't want you to say it because it's one of our trivia questions. But he walked into the house. They were dirt poor. They had a mule in the backyard. His name was Buck. He walked in when he was 4 years old, and he said, "My name is now Buck." And they said, "Okay." I love it. We'll go with that.
La-di-da.
Buck went on to be married four times. He, you know, up and down lifestyle. He had hits. He didn't have hits. Somehow he got hooked into Hollywood because he was in Bakersfield. Started that TV show, but a whole career before that. So it, crazy. Long before Buck Owens became famous and as the co-host of Hee Haw, the Buckaroos was his band. They created the Bakersfield sound. Merle Haggard, Dwight Yoakam, Brad Paisley all copied it. At any rate, they created their own thing, and they were not well-liked in Nashville. He went on later to become really kind of a titan in the media industry. He owned a bunch of radio stations. He owned a production company. He was a multi-gazillionaire when he died. And, again, stuff that I didn't know about him. Mm-hmm. He owned one of the biggest radio stations in Phoenix, KNIX. And I think he still owned it up to the time of his death. But he made many, many, many millions of dollars in that line of work. So the guy had three or four different lives.
Wow.
Lives. And it's fascinating. So anybody that wants to listen to Buck Owens, just go pull it up on your playlist. Yes, and Act Naturally. You know that song?
I do not.
Act Naturally, the Beatles covered that song. And Ringo sang it. So
I got to be honest.
All I got to do is act natural. I'm going to be a big star.
I really liked the fiddle in that one, Rick. I'm going to be honest. That was the best part of the song for me. So what you got trivia for us today?
Okay, yeah, I got some trivia. Now, I'm going to start with the coach because I saw Sip cheating on Wikipedia already.
I did.
Okay, coach, Buck Owens' real name is Alvis Clyde or Gunther.
Well, that's easy. Owens. It's Gunther.
You get a CZ. It's Alvis Edgar.
Alvis.
Didn't see like that one coming.
I like the
That's
name
shocking. Alvis.
Alvis.
And now you know why he named himself Buck.
I don't mind Alvis. Mm.
Yeah.
Alvis exactly. is the A version of Elvis.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Yeah. That is true.
Okay. Hard to put that one together.
Over to Sip. Who was the big boy that wore overalls, no shirt, on Hee Haw with a haystack hanging out of his mouth? Was that Junior Samples, Tubby Wilds, or Hayseed McGraw?
Ooh, I think it's Junior Samples.
Yep, 100.
You get a diamond!
Yeah, that's a layup.
That is a layup.
Nice.
Good buddy of mine, Tommy Dean, many breakers know Tommy. He calls himself Junior Samples. That's his moniker. And last question for everybody, is Buck Owens or is he not in the Grand Ole Opry?
He is. 100.
Absolutely.
Has his own wing.
3 CZs, no.
Ooh.
Well, Nashville, to this day. Nashville's not happy with him.
All right. Never liked him, and they still don't.
Wow. Outsider. Wow. Outsider.
Rick, anything good going on down at the shop to this around this time?
I know it's freezing cold out, but you got to get warmed up. You got to come into Sartor Hamann and get some sparkle in your life. Come on. This is the time of year. We're 121 years old. We're four generations. We're the best of Nebraska for decades for a reason, guys. Valentine's Day is coming up. You can't get away with the card and chocolates anymore, guys, and you don't need to. If you come to Sartor Hamann, we've got items $59.95 and up. Give her something that she'll remember. Don't try and just get by with a card or chocolates or flowers. We've got the patented Heartland Diamond, which has more facets than any diamond in the world. You've never seen anything like it. You can see it all the way across the room. It'll blind her friends. Be a hero. Come to Sartor Hamann. We do have financing available. Zero interest. Don't forget, breakers get 10% off. We're in Lincoln and Grand Island, and we're worldwide at SarterHamann.com. When only the best will do, it's Sartor Hamann.
Thank you, Rick, as Thanks, always. Rick. Great to hear from you.
Thank you, Rick.
Bye-bye.
There he is. There's Rick Hamann, his song of the day. We'll step aside. Alabama getting a player back after playing in the G League. We talk about it when we return.